The Truth About Social Media. Commentary. While companies like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter may have started innocently with intentions rooted in good innovation, they have quickly convoluted what it means to have freedom of speech in the modern era of technology. From minor censoring and false fact-checking to outright shadow banning of accounts who have shared information regarding COVID, election fraud, and corruption, these online platforms have incrementally interfered with the First Amendment in ways that would have been thought to be illegal outside the world of political correctness. The targeting of conservatives as well as medical professionals on Twitter was shown with the release of the Twitter files in late 2022, which proved that not only conservative influencers like Charlie Kirk and Dan Bongino were being shadow banned, but also Stanford professor and epidemiologist Jay Bhattacharya, who made the simple argument that COVID lockdowns would have a direct effect on children in various negative ways, such as social development and learning ability. Apparently, Twitter had Dr. Bhattacharya placed secretly on a trends blacklist to prevent his tweets from being viewed as trending. Eventually, the leftist media regime became involved with the FBI and received over $3 million from the intelligence agency for the cost of processing requests, allegedly including requests to determine if former President Donald Trump's tweets were in violation of election manipulation policies. It's only commonplace to see the American intelligence community pushing against former President Trump, since after all they did it in 2017 with the outlandish Steele dossier, where the FBI offered up to $1 million to retired British spy Christopher Steele to compile evidence against former President Trump in an effort to prove Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election. Despite the hoax being a hoax and former President Trump being exonerated, the falsely manufactured story had rampaged the media and social media world through what former Congressman Devin Nunes calls the disinformation funnel. Of course, the fact-checkers didn't even bother to make any fact-based positions defending former President Trump. They only prolonged a failed argument and grabbed anything he said to try to prove their erroneous case, that a bunch of measly Russian-paid Facebook ads made Donald Trump president of the United States. Interesting enough, when I was a writer for my middle school newspaper in Yerba Linda, known as the Matador Messenger, I was prevented from writing about the inconsistencies in the Steele dossier Russian collusion case and was subsequently kicked out of the newspaper class because of my efforts for free speech. I was escorted to the principal's office for wanting to continue writing about politics, and it was such nonsense. The disinformation funnel not only consists of the media, but schools as well. The truth is often sequestered at educational institutions that have been ridden with leftist ideology, but that's for another time. Companies like Truth Social have made possible the release of free information without outright censorship of important topics in society. I had the opportunity to meet former chair of the House Intelligence Committee and CEO of Truth Social Devin Nunes in Rancho Mirage, California, and got the chance to hear him answer some important questions about social media, former President Trump and the future of America. Q. How can you build Truth Social and the media companies so that it can have a larger influence on the electorate? A. Look, we are open for everyone. Gavin Newsom is on the platform, China is on the platform, so it's basically a fight between how many people want to use social media. We're trying to take the best of Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, put it into one app. We've had to build that from scratch, so our app gets better and better. Right now we're in a situation where we just finally got access to capital. Before we were just company, but now we got access into the public capital markets just in the last 4 weeks. So now we'll ramp that up, but at the same time we're there to protect the entire internet. We're not trying to be Twitter, we're really just trying to get everybody a nice social media platform. I call it a beachhead against big tech that can't be shut down, but the next thing that we're doing is that we're building streaming into the platform. We're a home for all the canceled, so we'll be the first to actually have television within Truth Social. Q, you've come out calling for the investigation of naked short selling of Truth stock. This is something that can really use some cleanup and apparently has been going on for quite some time in finance. What is it going to take for a true cleanup operation to happen in this area, and how do you deal with adversity from firms like Citadel Securities? A. Well, essentially all we did is ask NASDAQ to make sure that there's nothing weird going on. I think the news has kind of extrapolated that out. My role used to be to protect constituents, now my constituents are shareholders, and we have a very large retail shareholder base. In fact, I don't know of any institutional investors that own our stock. I think that's unheard of. I don't think that's really ever happened before. If there's irregularities in the market, it's my job and the company's job to make sure we're protecting those shareholders from what appears to be very erratic activity. Q. What is it like working with Donald Trump? What do you think this campaign season is going to look like? A. We've never seen anything like this, four indictments, all of which are total. I don't know how he does it, but the thing that people underestimate about him is that you're never going to outwork this guy. If you think that you're going to beat Donald Trump, you better be prepared to work about 24 hours a day, because that is essentially what he is doing, and it's why I think he's going to win.